producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment that I am honchoing, captaining. And then we're going to have Rob Dew in the radio / TV studio, the original studio, hosting the fourth hour. Jakari Jackson, you got cut off by the break again, my friend. You were getting into, just if you have logic, this guy that represents an organization worth hundreds of trillions, 177 million acres we know of, not mentioning Vatican company subsidiaries, more like 300 million, but I've done my research. And they have debunking articles going, it's the third largest owner, not the first. I mean,
oh, you're discredited, Alex.
Well, my point is they're not taking any of these, quote, immigrants or migrants that that in Syria would chop a Catholic's head off. I mean, this is sick. Go ahead.
Oh, like just like you said, they want everybody else to take care of people that they're encouraging to come to various countries, and as I said in the last segment, yes, some people have a very legitimate reason for fleeing, but when you have people like the Pope, like Obama, who are encouraging them to go to certain places, it's really ultimately their responsibility to take care of those people, especially people like Obama or other people who are going into other countries and causing a conflict in the first place. And it's not just Obama. You have things with the Bushes as well, so it's not just him. But we have a long line of this going into other countries, messing them up, and then saying, oh, we can come here because we want to use your
country. Yeah, and the very same politicians and the globalists that did that and that want our guns and that advertise the free anchor baby stuff are the ones destabilizing the country, shifting gears, and it's a big story. I had one informant who's well-known threaten me. Then I had another FBI agent warn me about a year and a half ago. I told David and a few people about it privately. And then I had another high-level source say, no, I talked to somebody on the high level in the task force that they've been ordered by the White House to find something. And, I mean, so this is real. This is going on. And I guess it's what we should expect in this corrupt country. But, man, Jakari, what's your take on the news about Obama plans to shut down news organization if he can?
Well, I definitely can understand they're looking at us because they want to take us down. Just like I was there a couple of years ago, I think it was when I'd been there about 3 or 4 months, and the Secret Service shows up talking about something some guy wrote in a comment section on Planet InfoWars, I believe it was. Just any excuse they can to come after us, they come after us, and now like I guess they're coming after the products line because they couldn't come after you any other way. So even if this falls flat, I wouldn't be surprised if they come after us again. But they know that a lot of, you know, when we come out and we expose things the Obama administration's doing, going back to the Bush administration and the Clinton administration, it's not just picking on one guy. That really makes these people nervous to know that we're out there putting out this information. And then people can backtrack and they can see other predictions that you made that came true. Like before I started working for you, Alex, I went back and watched some of your old, like, Mike Hansen archives type stuff. And I saw you out there talking about how streetlights were looking at people. Well, that's not true. And now streetlights on every corner, and you said your cell phone and all these other things are going to be spying on you. And then was on CNN News a couple years ago. They're saying put a piece of tape over your TV so it can't look at you. So people know that what you're saying is coming true. They just don't want to admit it.
And I had engineers bring me in like that. About in 98 the manuals for fake transformers and cameras and light poles, and they showed me where they were, and then I'd get death threats and attacked when I talked about it, and hidden cameras in the cable boxes. And I mean, I know I wish this stuff wasn't true. And in closing, Jakari, since you mentioned it, there are so many other examples of this. It's like we had a guy death threatening in the comments, so they show up here. They could have gone to the service that was doing it, you know, and gotten it as they're supposed to. And then the FBI's that called started asking me about the Obama deception that was about to come out. And then he starts calling around the office to other people, did we want to do something to Obama? So they just use that as an excuse to try to intimidate my staff. It's just crazy. I just wonder how they get these people, Jakari, to be this dirty. I mean, because that's dirty messing with us.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, any way they can, they're going to try to shut you down. But, you know, like I said, we kind of expect these type of things like they have happened before. Any excuse they can, they're going to come after us. So we just try to be the best prepared that we can.
Well, Zakari, I appreciate your courage. And there's also a lot of good people in the FBI, and that's why we know about this type of stuff. And I'm going to point that out. Most of them are horrified, but they have a special unit out of D.C. They're the type of folks that brought you OKC. I mean, these are some nasty people, and just pray for us. Thank you, Zakari. Thank you for your courage. Got a wonderful,
thank you.
A wonderful team, and I praise God every day for them. There are no atheists in foxholes, and Jesus is my rock.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome to the fourth hour of Overdrive. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. We're going to talk about a little bit of Pope news here in the start. I'm going to take your calls in probably that short segment coming up after this segment. And then I've got some... You ever wonder what a Trump supporter looks like, sounds like, tastes like? Well, maybe not tastes like, but looks like and sounds like. We're going to have that for you. It's a report from Joe Biggs, who went to a Trump gathering in Dallas last week. And also, I'm going to look at some... I want to kind of end the week with some good news, talking about the Russians released a image of the Earth that is... Really, it's stunning, and they say it's the highest resolution image of the Earth from outside of the Earth. So we're going to show you that. And then some guys went out in the desert and kind of built a scale model of the solar system and time-lapsed it. Amazing film work. I'm going to give them some kudos and just talk about, you know, we're all here on this Earth together. And while we do have some differences, we definitely have to, and we have to point out the corruption, we do have to, at the end, work together to fix these problems. But first, before we get to all that, this came out of the AP today, and we posted it up on InfoWars. Immigration group planned girls' Pope encounter for a year. Now, I want to Collier, the article of this came out in the Daily Mail at 9:26 Eastern on the 24th. On 1747, so on the 23rd, I'm sorry, and then it was updated on the 24th. I posted a tweet the 23rd as soon as I saw this. I looked at the pictures. I said, does anyone else smell a hashtag BS, hashtag PR, hashtag stunt? I just happened to have a T-shirt and letter and slipped through security. Yeah, how do we have this multi-million dollar security apparatus around? This little girl happens to slip through. She's got a ready-made T-shirt. A very eloquent letter that she gave to the Pope. I think we have a B-roll of that, of just the. And then, who was it? Leo Zagami pointed out yesterday that the man actually holding the little girl up, the bald man there, is a Knights of Malta general, and he is one of the Pope's head of security. So it was all staged. Here it is out of the AP. Sophia Cruz's brief encounter with Pope Francis during his parade in Washington appeared to be a kind of spontaneous moment that is so endearing about the Pope. An initially hesitant young child wrapping an arm around his neck, and he offers a kiss and a blessing. But 5-year-old Sophie, the moment unfolded perfectly as it was scripted by members of a coalition of a Los Angeles-based immigrant rights group. They had been preparing for nearly a year for the young girl from suburban Los Angeles to make a dash to the Popemobile to deliver the message. She's luckily nobody decided to, you know, taser or anything, because people have been known. You look at these places in the Mideast, when they do use children as suicide bombers, so it's not out of the ordinary that that could have happened. They even pulled off a similar public relations coup a year ago in Rome using a 10-year-old girl with the Pope. We plan on doing this from the moment we learned he was coming to the United States, says Juan Jose Gutierrez of Full Rights for Immigration Coalition. And, you know, he makes it act like, or sound like, that the U.S. doesn't even bring in anybody. And any immigrants into the United States. Here's an article out of, I think it's the Washington Post. Pope calls for immigration leniency unlikely to change debate. And you go towards the end of this. We have a statement here from Representative Michael Burgess of Texas. The thing that always strikes me is when we get into these discussions is the United States takes in more people every year legally than the rest of the world combined. You know, we had the biggest prison population. We also take in the most immigrants. You start from that premise. It was 1.7 million last year. You want to add another 400 to 600,000 that came in without the benefit of doing it the right way. What is the right number? If over 2 million is not enough, would someone please tell me what the right number is? And I would encourage other countries to act accordingly. The Vatican, for its part, welcomes millions of visitors each year. I was one of them earlier this year. But always allows for a very select few who meet the strict criteria to be admitted as residents or citizens. So they have high, high immigration laws in place. They have giant walls around their Vatican City, which is a sovereign nation. They have their own security. They don't go by any other laws except their own. They're able to cover things up that way, especially when it comes to pedophilia or gay sex with these priests. But we're supposed to take in everybody in the world, and we're racist if we don't do it. That's the story out there. And there's some pictures of the wall. You know, look how high those are. Nobody, you know, that's a big ladder you're going to have to get, or a giant tunnel. And it's all surrounded by roads and bridges. And, you know, let me tell you, Vatican City is an amazing place with what they've done with it. But that's what you do when you're able to take all the wealth and launder drug money and do all kinds of other things. And yeah, you basically don't have to face any laws. And so what's going on with this immigration crisis in Europe? Right now, Daily Mail is reporting rape and child abuse are rife in German refugee camps. Unsegregated conditions blamed as women are seen as fair game in overcrowded migrant centers. So campaigners claim they saw unaccompanied, that men there are seeing unaccompanied women as fair game. And also, they blame the conditions in which occupants were unsegregated by gender or nationality. They're just sticking people in fenced-in areas and hoping they get along. But when you have, if you could see the pictures for yourself, it's not a majority of families going into these centers. It's a majority of young males. And what are young males full of? They're full of testosterone. And that's what you're going to get. And then you have people that maybe lost their husbands, so they're fleeing, women with their children. And they are being fair game. There's claims of child sex and rape among the women. So that's what's going on in Germany right now. Really makes you wonder. Now we have on InfoWars, going back to Pope Kid, I encourage you to go watch the interview that Darren McBreen and Kit Daniels did yesterday, Pope Kid, What They Don't Want You to Know. That's up on InfoWars in our featured section. And a pretty funny moment there where Kit Daniels actually calls the Pope Pope Marx. He has a Freudian slip because he is a Marxist wanting to have us live without air conditioning or TV or anything else that you know a modern society has. He's trying to sell the agenda that we should not have this. We should all live as one under the trees, I guess. But that's the thing. Humans have created this environment. And, you know, we are liable for the pollution that we put out in this world, like the geoengineering that the Pope won't talk about. You know, that's never on the table. It's never geoengineering or fluoride in the water supply or the drugs that get into the water supply. There's all kinds of stuff that they put chemically into our bodies to change us, to keep us dumbed down and stupid. But I want to go now to a video. This is done by Ja'Kari Jackson and David Knight. Public rides buses so Pope can fly in a private jet. That's right. The Pope emits 572 tons of CO2 during his trip, but he's telling us we can't have air conditioning. Right now, the air conditioning seemed to froze in this little studio, so maybe the Pope has prayed that InfoWars does not get its air conditioning as well. So let's go to that report.
Accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States.
What did you think of the Pope's speech?
He was fabulous. I'm not even Catholic, and I think he's wonderful.
What do you think of his views on climate change?
I support them.
Yeah, I think enough's enough. I mean, I'm not somebody that's been a huge, huge advocate for climate change, but just seeing the people here today and hearing the Pope, you really realize that it's something we need to be very proactive with and take steps today to ultimately make a better tomorrow.
And what are you doing to reduce your carbon footprint?
I take the bus to work quite a bit. I'll take the train. Try not to drive into work when possible, and really focus on public transportation.
And what will you do to reduce your carbon footprint?
Recycling. I do that all the time.
I'm driving a Prius.
Well, okay. He didn't use the words climate change.
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't use the word climate once. He did speak on a lot of powerful things like poverty, the death penalty, just environmental degradation overall. I think he maybe might have done that to not step on people's feet, to let the ignorant be ignorant, but hear what he had to say, which is a start, which is more than nothing. So,
happening in the past, so
we're more than happy to have been a part of this historical event today. It was awesome.
Are you guys doing anything to lessen your carbon footprints?
I mean, we took a bus here. There's like 50 of us that came from school, so we took one bus as opposed to multiple cars. We did that. We always turn our lights off.
We always recycle, too.
We're doing environmental studies, so. We're environmental studies majors.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh, we don't drive.
Nope.
Don't we ever drive? Is it just a temporary thing?
I mean, I still don't know how to drive. So. Who knows, really?
How old are you, Demon?
I'm 18. Yeah.
Wow, those are some climate terrorists right there. They don't drive. They don't do anything. You know, they recycle. They turn off their lights. They're very good citizens, and they've been programmed like that since, I guess she's 18 now, that one girl was. So, you know, late 90s she was born, definitely a millennial, and that's what they've been doing is programming the younger generation. So as they grow up, they take these values and instill them in their kids. And then that's how they change society. So it takes usually a generation or two or a generation and a half to make this happen. But they're definitely working on it. Unless you talk to my kids are not falling for the propaganda. And we talk about it all the time. This morning, the Pope was at the UN. He also went to the 9/11 Memorial and did a multicultural type religious ceremony with all the religions getting together to show that all religions are the same and can, well, who knows. We're going to see a report from David Knight later on about that. But right now I want to get to his UN agenda is not about sustainability. It's not. It's about total control and having a small pyramid of very, very wealthy, powerful people on top and lots of plebs underneath holding up the golden throne. So let's go to that report.
My
InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight, and as we see from this perspective, we can see a little bit of the UN, but of course you can see a lot more of the police. The perimeter extends two blocks on either side of the road, the 43rd Street that goes down to the UN, and of course you can't get any closer than 2nd Street, which is a couple of blocks away. It's a huge perimeter they put around here. Thousands and thousands of police officers. This is what it's come to. This is the total police state. But what is its ultimate objective? Its ultimate objective is not to protect one individual. Its ultimate objective is to set down a new agenda for sustainability. This is what the UN spokesman on the news are openly saying now.
There it is, the new agenda for sustainability. You can watch that one at Public Rides Buses so Pope can fly in a private jet. Give me a call now, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'd like to take a few of your calls, and we got a lot more. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive.
At WBAFoodSupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
are still live. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Sitting in here for the fourth hour, we got a variety of hosts that come in here and do this, and we're going to be doing it from now on. So if your radio station in your area is not carrying the fourth hour, be sure you could give them a call and say, hey, Alex Jones is doing a fourth hour now. Let's get it on. And speaking of which, if you're also, if you have a local TV station in your area and you'd like to see them carry a TV broadcast of this show, also the InfoWars Nightly News, we have a, you still go download a packet, information packet at InfoWars.com/moneybomb. Scroll down a little bit, you download the PDF. You can send that to your TV station, get them to start carrying this, follow up with a phone call, follow up with an email, get your other friends to do it. When they see, you know, when I'm looking at my emails, I see three people send me something, I go, wow, this must be pretty important. Three different people send it to me, I'm going to check it out. And sometimes if you put a good headline in your email, it helps as well. We got interrupted in the break by the UN agenda, not about sustainability. I'm not going to finish that report, but go check it out on our YouTube channel, or you can find it on the article, Public Rides Buses So Pope Can Fly in a Private Jet. And there's the two lovely ladies who are riding buses to maintain a low carbon footprint, and they don't even drive. They don't know what freedom is. Freedom is about traveling around to where you want to go, not being stuck on a bus line. What if you want to go on the road less traveled? Also, I'm going to take your phone calls right now. We have Charles from Georgia. Looks like he's been holding the longest. Wants to talk about the Pope. Charles, what's going on?
How you doing, Mr. Rob?
I'm doing good.
Charles from the Nation of Truth. And I just called in. I'm just curious about this Pope. We've been hearing a lot about him. And he's got a lot of cult followers behind him. Let me ask you, could he be the Pope, which is the false prophet, that could usher in the false Messiah? Because all these people that are worshiping him could be the same people that worship the false Messiah. I just want to get your take on that.
Well, that's the thing about a cult of personality. It is hard to judge, and I think a lot of people are growing up, and when they grow up, they're talking, you know, if they're, especially if they're Catholic or Christian, now they're brought into this mindset of the Pope is all-powerful, and that's the end of the line for Christianity right there, is the Pope. And so he's always held in reverence. And I think you have a lot of people who buy into what he's saying. A lot of people agree with him on these environmental policies that he wants to implement. And that's the agenda. And that's, it all goes to the training. But is this guy the false prophet? Is he the Antichrist? Who knows? He's probably just another hatchet man for the New World Order. He's just bringing it in slowly but surely. Now the next Pope will get a little more draconian on environment. He'll say, hey, well, you don't even need houses. We should all just be living in tents because a house uses a lot of energy and we don't need to be using this energy. So they'll have us scattered about in fields or in giant camps somewhere. So I guess I hope that answered your question, Charles. Thanks for calling. Next up is Frank in New York. Wants to talk about immigration. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. If you look up the MIG report, it actually does state that if you're against immigration, you're considered a terrorist.
Now, if you're against immigration?
Yeah.
Wow.
On the MIG report. Yeah, look it up. It says.
Oh, I know about the MIG report. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now.
And it actually does state that, like I said again, it's so redundant, that if you're against immigration, you are a terrorist. You are against the... the protocol, what they want.
Can you tell me what page it's on? I'm bringing up an old article. Secret State Police Report, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, Libertarians Are Terrorists. It's from 2009, written by Kurt Nemo.
Hold on a second. Give me 1 minute.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to keep you on hold. When you have that, let me know, and because I'll pull it up. Is it on screen right now? There it is. Okay. Yeah, opposition to illegal immigration and income tax resistance. There it is. Right there, Christian identity, white nationalism, militant anti-abortion activists also. So you people making videos about the anti-abortion activists or about the cutting up of baby parts and selling them, you might be terrorists. In fact, they're probably going to come after those groups putting those videos together. Frank, thanks for bringing that up. That is important. So this has been on the agenda since 2009, at least, probably before. Aaron, you want to talk about the Pope and the UN? What's on your mind?
Yeah, just first for like 10 seconds, I have a really good cause that everybody should check out. It's Back on Our Feet at GoFundMe.com. Some good folks. The actual website is GoFundMe.com/TN4WBVDS. And I really encourage people to check that out. But,
all right, what's on your mind with the Pope?
This Pope thing is, I don't know about other people out there, but it is, I have like the weirdest feeling in my stomach. And you got the, I mean, people are saying,
Aaron, I got a weird feeling we're up on a break. Sorry to cut you off. I will try to get to you in a second. Just hang tight there, buddy. If you're watching the fourth hour of Overdrive, it's Infowars.com, Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everybody who knows me knows that I get emotional about certain things.
And I think the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people. When are we going to defeat them?
No, no, not my nose.
No, it's not. What's got you off that time?
I know all there is to know about the flying.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream, my God, it's important.
I put myself through school, working every rotten job there was.
I wanted to make sure every kid had the same chance tonight. An opportunity.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Oh my gosh, he's going to start crying.
Put it back on screen. Kids and
I certainly don't want the institution to go through this. And so, especially when
he's got the tissue out.
Poor Boner. Resigned today under pressure from Walter Jones and others. We had Walter Jones earlier on the show today breaking all that down with Alex. And that's just amazing that we finally are getting rid of John Boehner, but they will be replacing Boehner Boner with somebody else probably equally as bad, another acolyte of evil. Now, before we show you what a Trump supporter looks like, which I'm very interested to see, well, we have 20% off BrainForce right now. You can talk to Anthony, Alex, or both on this. I started taking it a couple days ago. Boom, it wakes you up really quickly, and not in a jittery sort of way, but just you're just more alert looking around. And if you're watching me now, I'm showing you how I look around alertly after taking BrainForce. And also, Chaldees is back, very popular. It's a pretty big bottle of liquid that you can give to your kids to help calm them down, especially in this world where kids can get distracted very easily. I want to read a couple comments here. This is from Button in Canada. Helped me focus in a calm, natural way. So I guess Button takes it as an adult. I take it with Super Male Vitality and other InfoWars combinations. This is by Carl in the UK. Does what it says. Regular customer. Never been let down. So try Chaldees if you have some children, or even maybe try it on yourself. If you're an adult, see if it helps you calm your nerves, get you focused. And also try BrainForce. It's all 20% off with BrainForce right now at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Trump is leading in the polls still, 26%. Carly Fiorina is trailing now, 16%. And this is a poll done, it looks like, by New Hampshire primary poll. It's from CNN. And then it's followed by Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich. Of course, they don't mention Rand Paul anywhere. Rand Paul, 3%. They do finally mention him down there. Joe Biggs put this together. Back on the 14th, he went to the Trump rally in Dallas, and he interviewed a lot of Trump supporters, and here's what they sound like and what is on their mind, which I think is pretty interesting. So here's that report.
I'm not going to sit here and take it anymore.
Biggs right there, who's showing his Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt, and people want pictures with it. It's pretty amazing.
Fighting for Donald Trump.
American veterans.
For American veterans, what else?
Just waiting for this country. It's going to make a change. We need a change in the White House now.
I'm here to support Donald Trump.
So why do you support Donald Trump?
I think he can keep us all employed and create new jobs.
So how do you feel about his stance on building a wall across the southern border? You think that's going to help?
Oh, boy. I think it could, yes.
I like him a lot. I also like Jeb Bush. And the more I can learn about the two different positions, although I will say I'm warming up to Trump more and more than I see him. I appreciate his candidness, his blunt talk, and I actually think his inexperience in politics could possibly turn out to be a big plus. It certainly has differentiated himself from most of the other candidates.
I'm here because I love Donald Trump, and it's great to be at a patriotic event with a bunch of people who also feel the same way about our country. I'm hoping to see some young people, too, because we really need to get on the ball and fix this country, and we need someone who's going to get down to the root of it, get down to the main problem, and just go from there. And someone who knows how to win, which obviously he says all the time, he knows how to win and be successful.
I'm an immigrant from Canada that did it right. I've been here for 9 years, and I don't have any documents because the government oppressed me.
They've done a lot of damage to my life, but I'm here to help Donald Trump's campaign so he can make my situation right so I can help America.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we're standing outside of the American Airlines Center. Donald Trump just gave a speech. How are you guys feeling tonight after listening to Donald Trump's speech?
Doing good. I was skeptical at first about having a comedian as a president, but it was fun. I think he can do a good job.
I'm feeling great. I liked it. I got a good time. He was entertaining, but he did hit some of the issues.
Are you all for him?
I like what he's doing. I would lean more towards a Ted Cruz. He said, like, the anchor babies. People don't know that's not in the Constitution. It's not right. There's a lot of things, but I think what he's doing is great. He's bringing out a great conversation. He's changing the way that the politics are being run. I'm all for it.
Trump's amazing in person. It's like if you take what you see on TV and then multiply that by 10. And if two words to describe the way Trump comes across in person, I guess, would be authentic and spontaneous. So it's so different from most of the Washington politicians who we'd describe as more rehearsed and following a script, whereas Trump's presentation is spontaneous, it seems real, it seems genuine, and it seems unscripted. So
when you came to this event tonight, how did you feel about Donald Trump before this?
I've already been a fan of his. I like what he's been saying. I think he's bringing up a lot of issues that a lot of other people don't have the guts to actually bring up, and he's opening up the field. But I think I'm going to vote for him no matter what.
What about you?
I feel the same. We're from New York, so we like his bravado and the way he, you know, says things that no one else will.
Donald, like, attacks the Democrats and, like, says how he really feels, and I like that.
Behind me, there's a large group of anti-Trump protesters out here. The police are starting to move the line of people back this way. Starting to get pretty hectic, so let's go see what's going on real quick. Come on. Wow, check this out. Hey, so if you're just now getting here, there's a lot of stuff going on outside of the Trump protest. So as you can see, the police lines are starting to push back. There's a lot of people with Mexican flags.
So there you got the Dallas PD was out there with their dancing horses, keeping the protesters at bay, those who think Trump is a racist because he's saying things that a lot of things he's saying, I think, need to be said. And you don't get politicians saying this stuff because there's no money in keeping illegal immigration out of this country. There's no money in that. And so I really like Trump's stance on illegal immigration, except for building the wall. But that's a very interesting video. We're going to post that on InfoWars. And I think Liam McAdoo might even play it tonight. Just gives you a real insight onto the Trump supporter and what he or she is all about. Now I want to change gears. Really, I'm going to make a 180 right now. This is out of Gizmodo. This is the definitive photograph of planet Earth. And this is unlike NASA's Blue Marble, which was a composite from many different photographs. This is a portrait of Earth taken in one single shot. It's the highest resolution image of our home planet, 121 megapixels. And it was shot by the Russians. So it was a Russian satellite that shot that. And I think that is a very beautiful image of our Earth. The reds coming out of the deserts are really amazing. I mean, that is just deep color. Look at that. That's the planet we live on, folks. That's where all this craziness is going on, all this craziness that we've created. And then I want to follow that up with, we posted this on InfoWars earlier in the week, a scale model of the solar system in the Nevada desert. So a couple filmmakers wanted to recreate a scale model of the entire solar system, and they use an Earth the size of a marble. The filmmakers are Wiley Overstreet and Alex Garoche. So we're going to go through a few other. They put one video up. It's about an 8-minute video, but I'm going to play some excerpts of it and analyze it. So this first video is why they decided to pull this off.
If you look up an image of the Earth and Moon, you're going to get a picture where they're quite close together. Something like that. But in reality, the Earth and Moon are about that far apart. That is the Earth and the Moon to scale. Taking the same concepts, but for the solar system, every single picture of the solar system that we ever encounter is not to scale. If you put the orbits to scale on a piece of paper, the planets become microscopic, and you won't be able to see them.
So our solar system is vast. That is to say the least, especially when you get to those outer planets. So what they did was they went out to the Black Rock Desert and they placed the sun. It was about a 2-meter ball. And then they started tracing out the orbits that these planets make. And they're not all circular. There's some of them are elliptical. And they attached little lights to these. And this I'm going to show you first the inner planet. So I hope you're watching at Infowars.com/show so you can actually see how beautiful the orbits are in time-lapse fashion. So let's roll the inner planets.
We have 36 hours to measure the distances, trace out the orbits, and set up a time-lapse shot from up on top of a nearby mountain. To create a scale model with an Earth only as big as this marble, you need 7 miles of empty space. So that's why we're here. Once the time-lapse is ready, we'll drive each orbit with a light. Hopefully, you'll be able to tell just how big they really are. Onward to the outer planets.
So that was the inner planets, Mercury, Venus, the Earth, and then Mars. And then we have the asteroid belt, and then we have the outer planets, of which they do neglect to use Pluto, which was a planet when I was a kid. Now it's not a planet anymore. But it's got moons, but it's not a planet. Anyway, here's a look at the outer planets and then all the orbits all together. So I hope you're watching Infowars.com/show. If you can't watch it now, this will be up on YouTube on the Alex Jones channel in a few hours, so you can check it out then. But here is the outer planets.
That tiny light out there is our sun, just over a mile away.
So that was Saturn they just showed. Here's Uranus. Much bigger orbit. I mean, these are beautiful time lapses of just how vast our solar system is. And finally, they're going to end with Neptune, which is way out there, 7 miles away from the sun with this scale model. And that is with the Earth the size of a marble and the sun the size of a 2-meter balloon. I mean, that's where we live, people. And everything works together. All these planets also have their own gravity that work in conjunction with the sun's gravity. And it all has an effect on us somewhere or another. And that's what we have to realize, that we are all on this really small planet living together. And we may not all get along all the time, but we all have to live here. And if Muslims have to make room for Christians and Christians have to make room for Muslims, as long as they're respecting each other's space and laws. And I mean, that's pretty much all I got to say about that. The final video here is the astronauts who have they interview some of the astronauts who talked who have seen the Earth from orbit. And here's what they had to say. And he also ends with a little term that Alex likes to use, how we're just a small little ball floating in space. So I really wanted to get that out there. And here's that last clip.
There are 24 people in the entire history of the human species, billions of people, who have actually seen the full circle of the Earth with their own eyes.
Following the breakfast, the astronauts went to the suit room where they donned their spacesuits.
This is man's attempt to get to the moon.
0. We have liftoff. Liftoff at 7:51.
In Earth orbit, the horizon is just slightly curved. When you head on out to the moon, that horizon slowly curves around and upon itself, and all of a sudden you're looking at something that is very strange, but it is very, very familiar.
Oh, my God, look at that picture over there. Wow, is that pretty.
You can put your thumb up, and you can hide the Earth behind your thumb. Everything that you've ever known, all behind your thumb.
Not any bigger than that, way up there.
It's really beautiful. You can cry.
That's
that's what I really wanted to try and capture. We are on a marble floating in the middle of nothing. When you sort of come face to face with that, it's staggering.
It sure is staggering, and that's kind of the message, I guess, for the weekend when you're out there and either supporting Trump or supporting the Pope or out there protesting some event. We just all have to remember we all are living on this planet together. It's very important to point out government corruption whenever you can. That's how I feel. And, you know, the people of Catalonia are actually kind of done with paying for everybody in the rest of the country of Spain, and they want to vote for independence. There, it looks like they're on their path of voting for independence. When I was in Barcelona, there were Catalonia flags everywhere. Everybody was flying them, and that was one thing people did want to talk about, although nobody wanted to talk about anything on camera. I think they're afraid of those new Spanish laws where if you speak out, show pictures of police, anything like that, you could get fined or arrested. Aaron, are you still there, and are you ready to make your comment on the Pope?
Yeah, I'm still here. And,
all right, go for it.
Yes, the zip code on that real quick is 64079 at Operation Back in Our Feet. But the Pope, it's just, I'm sitting there watching him on ABC, first on NBC, and they don't have a translator, so I switch over to ABC. And I just get like this really weird feeling, no matter if it was yesterday when he was with the president or today in New York or, you know, probably in Philadelphia also.
All right, hold on, Aaron. You got a long-winded explanation. We're going to break. We'll be back. Liam McAdoo is going to tell us what's going on in the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. It's the Overdrive Hour. This is Rob Dew hosting the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
One Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. and now to 3 p.m. Central. You've got the Alex Jones Show, 4 hours. So be sure you call your radio station, tell them to carry that fourth hour. And if you want to see us on TV, go to Infowars.com/MoneyBomb and download that informational packet and send that to your local station manager and say, get Infowars on TV. We got 5 hours of shows that we're doing, the 4-hour Alex Jones Show, the 1-hour nightly news, and we will be adding more in the future. So join us. Get us out there on satellite. We are sending it out into space. So let's look and see what's going on at Infowars right now. We've got top three articles here on our featured section. Feminist versus facts and logic. This is going to get ugly. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article, and it follows the adventures of the slut walk girl. What's her name? Lauren Southern. And so it should be some. I have not watched those videos yet. It just went up a little bit ago. Ontario moves to ban mother, father on government forms. Person. EOEA. Documents. British government spied on everyone's web activity. Targeted internet radio listeners. Of course we knew that was going on. And joining me now in studio is Leanne McAdoo to talk about what's coming up on the nightly news. Leanne, what do you have coming up?
Well, we're definitely going to be speaking about that particular article as well, because it's not just InfoWars that's being targeted. Anyone with a dissenting opinion, and even if you don't have a dissenting opinion, even if they're going to pre-crime you and see if you are a potential criminal or a potential person that's going to go out there and protest and mess up this good thing they've got going on. They don't want anyone messing up their power that they've been able to accumulate. So obviously the White House's FBI task force investigating InfoWars is going to be one of our top stories.
Right.
Then we're going to get into this Boehner resigning.
Before you get to that, that video that Alex put together did it all in one take.
Yeah.
Front to back, no stops.
The man's a pro.
He knows how to talk. And speaking of that, we have James from California who wants to talk on the FBI raid, and then we'll get to the crying game with Boehner. James, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Well, I tell you what, I turned on the computer today. I've been busy working, but saw that article, made me jump out of my seat. First, I want to say Yahoo for raising that money and going satellite and link up. I got my butt chewed by my wife. I'm spending too much money buying a bunch of stuff from you guys. But anyway.
The good thing is you can use the stuff, you know.
Right.
That's great.
Well, some of it was for her. I got her the brain force. She's going to college right now, getting her degree and working. So I figured she needs the extra boost.
That's a thoughtful and then, husband.
And I stocked up on the super meal. So that makes me even more wonderful, right?
Uh-oh. Do you guys have kids yet?
Yeah, we do. I have a 5-year-old. Actually,
you might be getting more kids.
Oh yeah, definitely. But so I live in San Francisco, which is the most corrupt city probably in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyways, I saw this article. It freaked me out. So I'm just wondering if you guys got, not being discussed on the air, but there's a plan, you know, to protect you guys, because if something went down, it'd be really bad. It'd be bad for everybody. And I think Alex can appreciate that, but I grew up, I was an athlete, played football my whole life, all through school, put myself through college, and there's this drill where you're surrounded by your teammates, and you're in the middle of this circle, and everyone gets a number, and they call it a number, and they come out and just, you know, whack you one. And that's how I feel like, you know, being in this info war, is that we're just getting attacked from every position, you know, the 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Exactly. We have to be ready, and we are ready. We do have contingency plans in place if anything were to happen. Join us tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Leanne McAdoo, you're going to be talking about Boehner, right?
Yeah, more on Boehner resigning from the most powerful position in government. I'm sure it's because he's...
No, I kid. Please. And we'll play that crying game video again.
His crying face is almost as bad as Kim Kardashian.
God, it's disgusting. That just about wraps it up for today. I'm your host, Rob Dew, doing the fourth hour of Overdrive. You can join us every day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Central for the nightly news. Infowars.com is the website where you can find everything. Join us once again tonight and then tomorrow, or actually the Sunday show, and then back here on Monday, 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for watching.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of a spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.